From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
I'm delighted you're listening in to our weekend edition of Life Change. I hope you've had a good week. Every weekend, we have guests that come on. Some have written books. Some give their testimony about how the Lord came into their life. Others give stories about various things like how God answers prayer. And we're really delighted today to have a man on with us who's he and his family have given their life to the country of Uganda. Some of you remember a few weeks ago we had Tony Hammond on, and Tony talked about going over with Christian Education into the country of Uganda and training people there. It was a fascinating story, and of course some of you purchased his books that dealt with the whole idea of Uganda. And today we're glad to have on with us today Russ Daniels, a missionary who's been missionary for many years serving in that great country. And my friend, it's so good to have you on today, Russ. God bless you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Dino. It's great to have this opportunity.
Thank you. You know, we talk about these kind of places around the world. Sometimes it's hard for Americans to identify with what goes on over there. And some people ask the question, why in the world would you go and spend your life in Uganda? How did that call in your life come about?
Well, Dino, my parents, Jerry and Sherry Daniels, went to Kenya in 1974 as missionaries when I was just 9 years old. And so I had the opportunity to grow up there and be involved in their ministry. I was saved there on the field at the age of 10, and then began teaching Sunday school and going out on hut-to-hut visitation, working with the youth as I got older, and even preaching. And so it was a wonderful experience having the opportunity to grow up on the mission field there in Kenya. And then there was a time when my dad and I had the opportunity to visit Uganda and visit a friend of his who lived in Kampala, the capital city. We spent four nights with him in his home, and he took us around the city. And it was just during that trip that God spoke to my heart and called me to Uganda as a missionary. Went back to Bible college, met my wife Sylvia at Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, and we were married and had three children. And then eventually in February of 1994, we ended up back in Uganda as missionaries, as a family. So that's been almost 28 years now.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. Is that like home to you now more than coming back to the States?
Oh, yes. I feel like I'm much more at home in Africa than I am in America.
That's something, yeah. Well, when you think about where you're going to Uganda and serving there, some of our listeners are asking the question, I'm sure, where is Uganda? Give us a little geography lesson there, if you would, about where Uganda's at.
Sure. Uganda is in East Africa. It's right on the equator. It's just west of Kenya. Kenya's on the coast, and then Uganda's an inland country just west of Kenya. It's south of South Sudan and north of Tanzania and Rwanda. The country to the west is the Democratic Republic of Congo that goes all the way across the other side of the continent.
You were mentioning a few minutes ago about going hut to hut. Yeah, I guess
yes.
In America we say house to house, but hut to hut. Tell us about what that's like. Are they close together or are they distant apart? Or?
Well, the first opportunity I had to win a man to the Lord and help someone get saved was on visitation in Kenya with some of the youth in the church, and we were actually in an area of housing that was set up by the government for government employees, and there were just little tin huts. They're made out of corrugated iron sheets, and they were just clustered together. There was, in rows, there was a bunch of these little huts, and each one held a family or an individual, and had the opportunity to lead a man named Philip to the Lord. He was in his 20s, I was 12, and passing out tracts, got to sit down with him and show him how to accept the Lord as his personal Savior. Well, it was a wonderful thing.
That's a great story. It's a really great story. What's the weather like there then? I guess it must be warm most of the time. Is that correct?
Actually, East Africa is a high-altitude area. Lake Victoria is where the Nile River begins and flows down all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt. So where we are in Uganda, the altitude is about 4,000 feet. And even though it's right on the equator, it's a very comfortable climate. Our daytime temperatures are usually in the upper 70s to low 80s. And we don't really have summer or winter. We just have rainy season and dry season. So it's pretty much the same temperature all year round.
You're listening in to Life Change Today. This is Dino Padron chatting with you. We're so glad to have Missionary Russ Daniels on with us today, a missionary to Uganda. And it's exciting to hear what God's doing in his life there. It was a great story you just told. And I think the stories often really reflect what God is doing around the world. So Russ, when you talk about ministry over there, give us an idea of what your days are like when you're there ministering. Is it kind of like what it is in America, what pastors do, or what's it like over there?
Well, I think life in Uganda is very different from America. Our ministry is church planting and training nationals for Christian ministry. And but life in Uganda is a lot more complicated than here. Everything takes longer to accomplish. Even just a simple thing like going shopping, you can't just go to one big supermarket and buy everything you need. You go to several different small shops and stores, a butcher. Everything is separate and takes a lot of running around. Life in general is just different. We have electricity most of the time, but it goes off, and you never know how long it's going to be off. We actually have a solar system in our home there in Uganda. Water comes and goes. Just a lot of things are very different than here.
I've been over to Africa several times on missionary trips, and I know some places it's very hot at night, hard to sleep. Is that the way it is there?
No, actually, Uganda is very comfortable. It gets down to about 60 degrees every night, and we run a fan usually in our bedroom just for background noise, but it's not really hot at night.
How about that? Maybe I should go there next time.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a pleasant place. Well, I know you have a lot to tell us about the ministry over there. And I know one of the things you want to talk about is what might be called a secret of success. So go ahead and share with us something about what is success over there? What does that look like?
Well, our goal in Uganda has been to establish a church planting movement. And we went to Uganda in 94 and moved out to a town in the southwest, the town of Mbarara, and planted a church. And then right away we started a Bible Institute program to begin training men and women for Christian ministry. And our goal was to help men go out and start new churches. And we've been able to do that. We've had several people graduate from our Bible Institute program. We've had guys go out and begin starting new churches. We now have 14 churches that have been established, and there's a new one being started just this week. But our Bible Institute program and mentoring the national pastors, I think, has been the real secret of our success. And one of our men, Pastor Jeffrey Muhumuza, was called to start a church in his home area. He went out and we helped him get a church started. And then out of that church, he's gotten two other churches started on his own. the church that we started in the town of Mbarara, we turned that over to a national pastor, Pastor Nabathap Sasire. And he's taken it over, and the church has grown. They've started four other churches out of that church. They have elementary school and a high school and an orphanage. So it's just been wonderful to see how the work is going on under the national leadership as we've trained and mentored them.
Now, do many Americans come over to visit on missionary trips?
We do have people come over for mission trips and spend a couple weeks or even a summer. When our three children were in Bible college, they would often come back to Uganda over the summer break and bring friends from school. And we enjoyed having young people come and participate in the ministries for a couple months, and it's been a real blessing.
So the 15, and you said there's 15 churches started, right? And one starting this week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What does that look like when they start a church? Do they have to build a building? How does that look like over there?
Some of our churches have started out meeting in someone's home, but pretty quickly try to get a building, get a plot of land, get a small building. Often it's just something temporary at first, and then eventually they'll build a brick building with a tin roof. But it's just people, you know, winning people to the Lord and bringing them together, teaching and discipling and training.
And what is the typical size of a church there? Are they large? Are they smaller?
Probably most of our village churches run 25 to 30 adults and maybe 20 or 30 kids. Mm-hmm. The church that we have there in the town of Mbarara runs over 100. They have elementary school and a high school, so they have a lot of students during the school year, as well as the regular attendance members of the church.
And the Bible Institute, is that a three-year program, four-year program?
Well, it depends on how often we can do classes over the years. At first, I was the only one teaching, and then we had our mission workers from Japan, Kazuhiko Sato and his family join us, and he taught in the Bible Institute, and then eventually some of the early graduates were able to start teaching. So it just depends on how many classes we can do and how often. Mm-hmm. But we're in the process now of trying to upgrade our Bible Institute program to a small-scale Bible college.
Oh, wow.
And we're really excited about that. Got money to buy some property, and we're looking to add on some facilities and things, but that's where we're headed now.
So when you have this Bible Institute, do you have to have permission from the government to do that? Is there an accreditation that you do? How does that work?
No, our Bible Institute program was just informal. We didn't have to have certification from the Ministry of Education or anything like that. But now the government is wanting to change the laws of Uganda and require pastors to have recognized theological training. And so we're trying to upgrade our program to a small-scale Bible college that will be registered with the Ministry of Education so that we can give out actual degrees that are recognized, and our pastors will be able to continue pastoring and leading and meeting the qualifications of the government.
So there's always challenges like that. I mean, I'm sure it's true in every country of the world like that, sure. Well, you're listening in to A Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you. I'm so delighted to have as our special guest today, Missionary Russ Daniels from Uganda, here in the States for a little while, then heading back over to that wonderful country to serve the Lord, and we're delighted to have him on. I do want to remind you to get the book, True Spiritual Identity. That's the last book I've written. It talks about how God sees us. True Spiritual Identity takes us to an ancient book, drawing out a remarkable concept of how God sees his children. In this lonely and impersonal world we live in, there is hope and purpose based on what God says about his family. Once this truth is understood, a whole world of blessing waits at the doorstep of the reader. So get the book. You can simply call the 800 number at 800-473-5106. That's 800-473-5106. Simply ask for True Spiritual Identity. That's the name of the book. I've written it, Dino Padron, and the publisher is Trilogy Christian Publishers out of California. And we want the book to be a blessing to you, and we appreciate so much. Many of you have already contacted us about the book, and we want this book to strengthen and encourage your life and your walk with the Lord as well. So again, True Spiritual Identity, and you can simply call us at the 1-800 number, again, 473-5106. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any bookstore, and you can get a copy of it by simply asking. If it's not there, they will order the book. Well, Russ, tell us a little bit about your family over there. What's it like raising children in Uganda?
Well, a lot of challenges. One of the biggest challenges of raising children in Uganda has been their schooling. And we tried all different kinds of schooling. We did homeschool. We put them in local schools. We put them in international schools. We even sent them all away to boarding school back in Kenya at one point. So our oldest son, Jonathan, graduated from boarding school in Kenya. And the other two ended up finishing up with homeschool. A lot of challenges, as you can imagine, trying to find the right education opportunities for the kids. I guess another challenge was health. Over the years, we've had a lot of health challenges in Uganda, everything from malaria to typhoid, dysentery. I even had a disease one time called the devil's grip.
Hmm. What is
really
that?
It felt like the devil's just gripping a hold of my side and squeezing.
My goodness.
Anyway. The Lord has protected us and helped us through all those difficulties. But our kids all call Uganda home. They all love Uganda. They're all in the States right now, but they all would love to come back to Uganda in the future.
Wonderful. Now, what about physicians there and medical help? Is that common there? Is it difficult to get medical help?
There are good hospitals now. Things have changed a lot since when we first went 28 years ago. One of the first doctors I had to see for some kind of an infection, I remember she gave me some antibiotic tablets to take, and I went home and started taking them, but started having real bad stomach problems and went back. We had a physician's desk reference, a book that had listed all the different medications in it and their dosage and everything. And I got that book out and looked it up and found that she had given me double the normal dosage of the antibiotic.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
And so I went back to her with the book, and I said, showed it to her and said, why have you given me such a high dose of this antibiotic? And one of the side effects is gastrointestinal problems. It says it's tearing me up. She said, wow, I wish I had that book.
Oh, my.
They're good hospitals now. I've actually had sinus surgery in a hospital there in Kampala. Hmm. And, we've had one our missionary co-workers, the Sato family from Japan. She gave birth to a child there in Uganda, and everything went fine. Hmm. So they're good hospitals now, but things have improved a lot over the years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit, Russ, about the spiritual victories there. It's always wonderful to hear what God is doing. I admire people like you that really go to these places in the world. There's so many changes you've gone through. I'm sure there's been challenges you've had, times when perhaps you wondered about the call, but you've been faithful to the Lord. And I personally want to thank you for that. I know that many of our listeners want to thank you for that. But tell us about spiritually, about some of the things that God has done over there that you look at as real victories.
Well, it's just, like you said, there have been times when we were discouraged, felt like we wanted to give up and leave and go somewhere else. But God has always reminded us to look around at the people. The people whose lives have been changed, and so many testimonies we could give of people whose whose lives have been changed by the Lord, and we've had witch doctors come to know the Lord. We've had uneducated people come to know the Lord and learn to read and end up becoming a pastor and leading the church. It's just exciting to see God work in people's hearts and lives. One of our now dearest friends is one of our national pastors. He's like a brother, and really he's closer to me than my brothers and my family who live in the States. But he was saved as a young man in high school in our first church plant, and came through our Bible Institute program, became a pastor. He's the one that's taken over the first church we started, and now has a school and an orphanage. And God has led him to start an organization called the Independent Baptist Fellowship of East Africa, trying to unite other pastors to help get new churches started, and even with a goal of sending Ugandan missionaries to other countries. And it's just been wonderful to see him grow. Really a blessing to see what God has done in his life and his family.
Well, that's wonderful. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and this is Dino Padrone chatting with you. Our guest has been Russ Daniels. We are so glad to have him on, missionary to Uganda, and telling us the story of what God is doing in his heart and life. And I know many of you feel like I do, that there's such an admiration we have for people that really pick up and just go to another part of the world for the gospel of Christ, for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Russ, it's been a joy to have you on with us today. Well, Russ, tell us just, we got about 15 seconds left here. Just tell us very briefly what you'd like to tell our listeners before you go concerning the call to Uganda.
Well, Dino, you know, we always need more missionaries, and we're following the command of Jesus in Matthew 9:38 to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth more laborers into the field. And we're praying that prayer at 9:38 a.m. and 9:38 p.m. We're asking God to send more missionaries to Uganda. We have amazing opportunities opening up in Chenjojo district in western Uganda. There was one of our men who went up there and started a church and never really took off or did much for a few years. And then a cult leader in that area who declared himself to be God ended up passing away in January last year. And of course, when your God dies, it really disillusions you on your religion, you know? And so we've had a lot of people now coming to the Lord, and that area has really opened up. We've had two new churches planted in that area now, and we really need a missionary out there to lead that work and to see that people are trained and new churches continue to be established. It's just an amazing open door right now and a wonderful opportunity.
Do you have an email that people can contact you at?
Yes. My email address is rsdaniels.uganda@gmail.com.
Okay.
So again, that's rsdaniels.uganda@gmail.com.
Thank you. It's been great having missionary Russ Daniels on with us today. Have a blessed weekend. Don't forget our Bible study Monday through Friday here over these same stations. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.